thought the first and third period were really good. Second period, we kind of lost our way, lost the urgency in our game, and they played well, and we gave up a couple soft goals, in my opinion. But that's not to take away from that third period performance. I thought it was excellent. We created a lot. We wanted it more, and there was a lot of nice goals. So all in all, great result, good performance.
Win keeps you top of the Challenge Cup standings as well, and good going forward.
Yeah, it's just confidence, and to be on top of the group, the league, anything you can be atop of is where you aim to be, and it's the Challenge Cup is going very nicely for us.
You mentioned the second period. Were there words exchanged in the dressing room between the periods, or
no? Never really words. It's just to bring awareness up that our urgency. We were just far too passive, and I thought we were watching the game. We didn't initiate any plays, any offense, any defense. We kind of just watched them play, and you know what happens? You're not going to be at your best all the time. We've had to adapt our game. Again, through injury, we had to change the way that we play, and it's a little bit tricky at times for the players, so it takes them a while to adjust.
You mentioned injuries there. Obviously, Mark Thomas doesn't see out the game. What's up with him?
He's left. He's under the medical care. We don't know what the extent of it is. He's gone for professional advice, so... Oh yeah, I haven't really spoke too much about it, but he was injured enough where he had to leave the game.
It looked like pretty similar situation to Rob Dowd, took a bit of a whack on the hand again.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, so I couldn't really comment, but that's what I've been told. So again, we'll just watch the video, leave it to our first-class medical team.
Okay. Two more cup games this weekend. How important are those games when you factor in the start that you've had?
I think every game, that's our philosophy this year, is every game is as important as any other one. It doesn't matter who we're playing, what the situation is. We want to win every game. And most importantly, we want to perform. We want to have good habits that leads into kind of the bigger picture. So we have to perform well.
Luke Ferrara, we spoke about him at the weekend, gets his first goal tonight.
It's good to see. He's been playing really good, so it's nice for him to get the reward of a goal. He's going to be a good player. He's still got a long way to go, a lot of progress, but it's good to get rewarded with a goal.
Seems to be getting up to speed. Maybe Saturday he was maybe a yard behind the pace. Seems to have adjusted now.
Yeah, I think it's just trusting his instincts. He's a very good player. He's a young kid. The strength and stamina and some stuff need improvement. But the eye for the game, the instincts for the game are there, and his attitude's spot on, so that's the main thing.
I understand he's due to play again on Saturday. Who controls when and where he plays? Obviously, he's on this two-way deal with Peterborough. Who gets the final say on when he plays?
Well, it was always agreed that it was going to be kind of a 50-50 agreement on where he plays. And, the Peterborough have been, an ease to work with. And they're very understanding to our situation. So, they have their own situation down there that we need to be understanding of as well. So it's one of these things. We'll just see how the week progresses.
And so who gets to say, for example, Steelers and Peterborough got a game on the same night, do you take it in turns in that situation, or is it a bit of negotiating on your part?
Like I said, it's a shared decision, and it's just something for whatever will work best for him.
Just finally, thoughts ahead of Coventry on Saturday?
Yeah, it's gonna be a tough game. I think they've got a lot more bodies than we do, and they're a good team. They've got a lot of good players. They got a very strong goaltender, so. It's always difficult in our conference, and you can't really predict what's going to happen. But I think if we can stay on the puck as much as we possibly can, and try to pull them into areas they don't want to be in, and just capitalize on our chances when that happens, I think we'll have a good game.
It was a nice close game last time out, 3-2, and an overtime win. I think it was Mosienko with the winner in overtime.
Yeah, it was a great performance from us on that Sunday night. I thought we played extremely well, and I thought we could have scored more than those goals. I thought we created a lot, and we really limited their chances. Like I said, they got a lot of good players over there, so if you give them an opportunity, especially their big players at Omara, like Gertsen, Tendler, they got some guys that can put the puck in the net, so we got to be mindful of them.